The executive vice president of NetJets, Bradley Farrell, urged senators to think twice.
NetJets either would have to pass this tax obligation through to its customers, which would adversely affect NetJets' competitiveness by increasing the price of its products, or alternatively, it would have to incur the tax impact itself, thereby negatively affecting its profitability. Neither option would be palatable to NetJets long term. Instead, NetJets would be forced to consider other states with more favorable sales tax environments, and there are plenty.
But Democratic Senator Nikki Antonio noted Ohioans pay more than 7% sales tax.
So why is it that NetJets shouldn't pay almost as much as an everyday Ohioan pays for their sales tax?
Farrell says NetJet pays other taxes and has 2,400 good-paying jobs and could take its business to any one of 14 other states that exempt or greatly reduce sales taxes. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.